Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're so glad that you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
I want to welcome you to the table. Everyone is invited to the table. There is not one person across the world who is not invited to the Lord's table. Everyone is invited. And I pray that people will accept the invitation that went out over 2,000 years ago to come to the wedding banquet table. Because you see, Jesus told a story, which I believe is in Matthew chapter 22. He said, send out wedding invitations to anyone and to everyone who will come to the table. And so the invitations went out. And one by one, the disciples came back, the servants came back when it came to this parable. And Jesus said, where are the people? And they said, Lord, we have given out the invitations, but many have said that they have business to take care of. They have other affairs that they want to prioritize before they come to your table. And the Lord was like, what? What is this? This is not just any invitation. This is not just any common or familiar invitation. This is the invitation of the King. And so the Lord said, then go out to all of the highways and all of the byways. Go into the poor neighborhoods and invite them to come and say, all are now welcome to come to the table. The table, my friends, the table. Wow, wow, wow. In actual fact, I've been thinking about what our theme for 2021 is the table. But as you know, I like to begin a year strong when it comes to January. And I'm thinking, okay, so what do we do? Because I'm already sort of dropping and sowing seed with some people who I'm going to get to preach in January. And I thought, what do we call it? Do we call it All Things New? Because I'm thinking to myself, 2020 has been such a year, and I just know that there are still so many believers all over the globe, and they're like now sort of wavering in their faith. They've allowed, as it were, the pursuit, can I say, of just different things and the lure of this and the lure of that to kind of, you know, take priority over the call of God. And so people are a little bit, some people, perhaps even many people, are very much just wayward in their commitment, and so many hearts have grown cold. So I'm like, okay, so how do we now begin 2021? I thought, gee, maybe All Things New could work. That might work because it's kind of like a clean slate. I could call it a new year, a new you, and that wouldn't be too bad either. But then the Lord dropped it again because I was speaking to my wife about it. I'm saying, honey, I'm thinking, you know, this could be fitting, but hasn't landed on my heart. It sounds good, and I think the people would like it. But anyway, our theme for January will be called Reset the Table. Reset the Table. I tell you what, isn't it a good thing when you reset a table? A table can get so messy at times. And at Christmas time, if you're conscious and aware enough, you're going to know that at the end of your Christmas meal, it's going to be an absolute mess. Dishes could be stacked up, whatever. But it's always nice when you reset the table and you have a fresh start again. The table, it's a powerful tool, and it brings people together in community. And it's one of the most important places for human connection and of blessing, the table. Some of the greatest moments in my life were at a table, like the day that I got married on February 2, 1991, the wedding banquet table. What a table that was. What a memory that was. You know, the next time that you're at a cafe or a restaurant, I was talking to Paul, Ian Otter. We were at the commercial club, and we were waiting for all of the other men to come. And I was telling him about our theme for 2021. I said, Paul, take a look around the commercial club. Look at all of the people sitting in various places in this location. I said, there's one common theme, one common denominator that is bringing people together, and it is the table. We feel so fully alive when sharing sweet fellowship and a meal around a table. Some of you who have been out with me, you know that I just love to capture a moment of us at a table. Why is that? Because to use a Pastor Bali expression, I love it most of the time. He says most of the time, but what he actually means is all of the time. I'm just saying. We shouldn't be so surprised then to find that throughout the Bible, God has a way of showing up at tables. In fact, it's worth noting that at the center of many of the great spiritual events of God's people in both the Old and New Testaments, we find a table. The table of Passover and the table of communion. When Jesus himself wanted to explain to the disciples what his forthcoming death was all about, he didn't just give them a Bible study. It wasn't just a theory. He gave them a meal at a table. Keep in mind also, he served at his own table. When the Old Testament prophets wanted to speak of the day when God's reign would finally come in its heavenly fullness, it's talking about that glorious day that will never end in heaven, when Jesus himself serves us at the wedding banquet feast in heaven. The prophet Isaiah speaks of the great wedding banquet. And he spoke of a great feast. The great poet and prophet spoke of a coming day when God the Father prepares a feast of rich foods and choice drinks, which is for all people, again, who accept and say yes to this invitation. Isaiah chapter 25 verse 6 says, in that day, when all that is wrong is made right and all that is broken is made whole, there's going to be an extravagant meal. It chokes me up. I look forward to that day, a time when we'll all sit down at a table for who knows how long. And one thing, I won't want to get up from that table for who knows how long. You know, there'll only be one day in heaven, but it'll never end. We'll live there for eternity. I'm convinced more than ever before that one of the most important spiritual disciplines that we all need to recover and rediscover is coming back to the table. Such gatherings, let me just say to everybody here, they need not be lavish spreads like the banquet feast in Revelation. In fact, they can be very, very simple and yet so profoundly blessed. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 17 says, better a small serving of vegetables with love than a fattened calf with hatred. Another version that says, better to have a few little herbs on the table with love. Love is the greatest. I want to share with you now Gateway Word of the Week, which is posted on our social media platforms. But this is not just Gateway Word of the Week. This is Gateway Word of the Year. This is like our key passage for 2021. Now, that's a big deal, but this is our key passage for 2021. And it's found in Psalm 23, verse 5. And it was King David who said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And then he goes on to say, you anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. What a powerful passage of scripture. What a great promise. This is the will of God for every single one of us. Now, let's take a look at what David is saying. He says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Question number one, who is you in verse 5? When David says you, he's talking about God. Question number one, who is you? The answer, God. Question number two, who are my enemies? Rye, would you please just bring a couple of stools on the platform? Thank you, Rye. Place one right here and one at the front. Is there room for one at the front? There is now. Thank you, Rye. Just want to have a little bit of role play here. You know, you heard me say earlier that we want to build a Gateway Youth Worship Team. I'd like to put it out there. Is there anyone out there who likes to, you know, who's probably a little bit theatrically focused and would like to participate in role-playing, in skits? Because when it comes to the table in 2021, I have a lot of ideas to illustrate the table and what can take, because, you know, there are all kinds of things that take place at the table, certain conversations. Some contribute to the blessing of the table, some take away the blessing of the table. So if you're someone out there and you think, gee, I'd love to be involved in some creative arts, in some creative drama, come and see me and then we'll talk. And so question number two, who are my enemies? Well, sometimes I think that we think that most of our enemies are external, and sometimes they are. However, most of the time, in the truest sense, our greatest enemies are the ones within. They're the greatest enemies. And David said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Okay? So from this little verse, we can learn today that there are a number of people, lean in now, catch this, I think you'll like it. We can say that according to this little verse, this key passage for 2021, that there are a number of people at your table always. Number one, there is God. Number two, there is you at the table. And number three, there are your enemies. But my question is, question number three is, can you fix your eyes on the presence of God over the presence of your enemies? Because if this is the table of the Lord, according to Psalm 23, verse 5, here we have the table, and the Lord says, I prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. I just want to, for role play, let's just say that this is God right here. I'm sitting across the table from God. And let's imagine, if you can, that there are many seats at this table, but we only have one right now. But imagine many seats. Most of your enemies are the ones within. And so at the table in your life, I'm not sure what enemies you have. Your enemies would be different to your enemies, but nevertheless, they are enemies. And I just want to ask you, who is seated at your table? Because across from you, because you're there, God is there, and so are your enemies. And so you can be seated across the table from the Lord, but right here is failure. The enemy of failure, the enemy of lust, the enemy of addiction, the enemy of you're worthless, you'll never amount to anything, the enemy of brokenness, you're never going to make it, you're never going to break through, doubt, unbelief, negative words spoken over your life. And I just want to say that all three people are present always at your table. But here's the deal. And listen, it's not to say that you can't have total victory and authority over your enemies, because plenty of them have left my table. But nevertheless, there is an enemy that can come. But here's the question. Can you focus at the one at the head of the table over the enemy to your right or to your left? Because that makes all the difference. Who's worth looking at and who's not worth looking at? Who's worth thinking about and who's not worth thinking about? And so that's the real test. This is why the Bible says, as I begin to close, fixing your eyes on the author, the perfecter, and the finisher of our faith. That makes all the difference. It gets down to a lot of who and what we're looking at. Hey, I've got enemies sitting at my table. You know, I sometimes, you know, hear the voice of my past, negative words spoken, at times wrestling, at times, not always, but at times, wrestling with identity as God begins to call me into the next thing. You know, you might say, you might have, you know, at times an identity crisis. Sometimes I have those when it comes to God calling me into the next thing. I think with humility, we heard from Paul and Deb, you know, just about like, wow, I'm so humbled, I'm so thankful, I'm so honored. you know, but they realize what's before them. I think that's actually fantastic. I love that kind of humility. Christmas is upon us, yeah? Wow, wow, wow. How did that happen? How did Christmas come upon us? You know, Christmas is almost here. And I'm told that Santa Claus is coming to town. Someone's excited about that. I'm told that Santa is coming to town. And I've also heard that he's making a list and he's checking it twice. Why is he doing that? Why is he checking the list twice? Well, I'm also told that he's finding out who's been naughty and who's been nice. And the outcome of those who are on the naughty list, you get no presents. No presents for you, according to Santa. But by contrast, you see, Santa's presents are based on behavior. But God's presence is based on unconditional love, grace, and forgiveness. It was going somewhere. So we're not good enough necessarily to ascend to where God is, but God is God enough to come down beside us and to love us and lead us on. And I want to give someone the opportunity today to respond to the invitation. I want to invite you to stand right now. And I just want to say to all of those who are coming to the 12 p.m. service today that I'm going to do something there. Remember last week, for all of those who came to the 12 p.m., I did something with a rope, right? Did something with a rope, yeah, which basically had to do with, you know, when you want to try and, when you judge or criticize someone else, you think that you're tying them up, but all the time you're tying yourself up, actually. Well, I'm going to do something else with a rope today, so I'll save it for then. Just a little plug. But friends, the great news is the invitations have gone out. They've gone out. And Jesus is wanting everyone to come. But we've got to say yes to the invitation. We just got to say yes and then demonstrate, as it were, fruit in keeping with the acceptance of that invitation. And so today, if you feel it's been a while since you've said yes to Jesus in accepting his invitation, I want to give you that opportunity now by simply asking the Lord to forgive us, to forgive you of all our sins, and to cleanse us from all wrongdoing. Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life." Pray this prayer after me. Dear Father in heaven, today I accept your call and your invitation. I choose to come again to the table and fix my eyes on you. I no longer make it about me, but about you and what you can do through me for the blessing of others. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you so much. Let's give all of those who prayed that prayer a hand of encouragement. Now, if you prayed that prayer and you'd like to know more about faith in Jesus Christ, be it here on site or online, for those online, please go to the Connect button there and fill in the details. And one of our team will be in touch with you. Otherwise, for those of you who prayed that prayer here and would like to know more, come and see one of the team, either on the platform or someone that you've come with today, and they will help you with your next steps in faith. So we've communicated a lot today, and so we're really excited about Gateway Kids Ministry. Gateway Youth, and just the generations and the nations.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway Life Church. For more information, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. God bless and have a great day.